If there is anyone who worships faithfully, it's the saints in heaven, right? I mean, that's probably a given. You heard it proclaimed in the Revelation, which John read for us earlier, and you just sang about it in what's called the Te Deum, or at least a version of the Te Deum. It might be new to you, though if you grew up in a red hymnal Lutheran church, you probably sang the Te Deum every month, maybe even every other week. It's kind of one of the standards. The Te Deum Laudamus is its actual name, and in Latin, translated into English, it simply means, "We praise you, O God." As we continue our Renaissance of the heart, today we remember that the heart of the Renaissance of the heart is a heart that worships our God. We worship you, O God. Worship is a we experience. This is a we experience, singular E. We, simultaneously and collectively, celebrate our identity as the saints of God, and we simultaneously and collectively praise our God in heaven. Yet today on All Saints Sunday, it might be that you individually are remembering a particular individual. Maybe one of those whose name was read earlier was one of yours. Maybe it was as you heard the bell ring, it rang a bell, and you remembered a name of yours that has been read and now worships God in heaven. I didn't intentionally do it. I don't know if it was subconscious or anything, but this morning as I finished getting dressed and I looked in the mirror, and I looked pretty good. But I noticed that, you know what? It's All Saints Sunday, and I'm wearing the exact same shirt I wore to my dad's funeral. I don't know what's going on in you individually on All Saints Day. I don't know who you might be thinking of and remembering. But today is a we experience. Our faith, our spirit-guided journey is not a game of solitary. You are not in this thing alone. Even if for you today is a day of weeping, we weep with you. And even as we know that you rejoice, even if it's through tears, with us, in the victory that belongs to all those who belong to our God. This is a we experience. We, 1E, collective, together, we worship our God. Singular. There's only one. There is none other than the one true God. And him we praise. Listen to the way the Te Deum puts it in the first stanza. We acknowledge you, O God, to be the Lord, the Father everlasting, by all the earth adored. To you all angel powers cry aloud, the heavens sing, the cherubim and seraphim their praises to you bring. O holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, your majesty and glory fill the heavens and the earth. Our God is eternal, and all there is his. And he himself is holy, pure, righteous, without stain, without blemish, sinless. He is holy. And just so there's no misunderstanding that reality, the angels in Isaiah's vision, as well as the author of the Te Deum, describe God as holy, holy, holy. Now, biblically speaking, whenever anything is cubed, that is put to the third power whenever anything is put down in triplicate. It means the author of the scripture intends to draw your attention to it. Don't miss it. This is a big deal. God is holy, holy, holy. And our text reminds us that he who is holy is fully present in each and every moment, in every single location. Our God is there. And his majesty and his glory accompany him. His glory and his majesty are present with he who is holy and fully present. Maybe it's for you right now the glory of comfort midst grief. Maybe it's the majesty of a memory over which you're musing. But our God is present with us. His glory and his majesty accompany him. The glory of good times and giggles, the majesty of the mysterious, the glory of the ordinary and the majesty of the mundane, our God is fully present in each and every moment, in every single location. And his glory and his majesty are most especially present when we, collectively, his people, come into his house to praise him. The glory of his graciousness, the majesty of his mercy are here as we come together. We come together. We, the global community of Christians. We, the countless hosts of heaven, come to praise God on the throne. And verse 2, we are not alone. The band of apostles in glory sing your praises. The fellowship of prophets, their deathless voices raise. The martyrs of your kingdom, a great and noble throng, sing with the holy church throughout all the world this song. O all majestic Father, your true and only Son, and Holy Spirit Comforter, forever three in one. Think about the global and eternal enormity that is worship. Now, worship is a we experience, we collectively, all of us, singularly, but it's also a we moment. You'll have to forgive me, but you try to say we moment in something other than a bad English accent. It's most impossible. But this is a we moment, worship. It's just a sliver of your week, is it not? You know, if you were to come back to church tonight at 6:30, first Sunday every month we have a service at 6:30 that focuses upon our hearts and the renaissance thereof. Tonight we're talking about abiding in Christ, abiding in his word. If you were to come back tonight at 6:30, you know, you'd probably spend less than 10% of your Sabbath in God's house. You can do the math what it means for your weekend or your week. This is a wee moment. It's a small sliver of time, this going to church, but it's a part of something that's much, much, much bigger. Heaven and earth collide when you stride through those doors. When you enter God's house to sit in the company of his people and praise him, all things come together in that we moment. We take our place, not just alongside the people we're sitting in the pews with, not just the 115 in here right now, not just the 625 or 700 that'll be here this week in worship, no. Alongside the billions around the planet. People huddled in huts, crowded together in cathedrals, everywhere around the globe. And not just them, When you come into this room, when we engage in worship, we join the countless hosts of heaven who praise him forever. Here we take our place alongside Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, alongside Miriam and Martha and Mary. In this wee moment, this little bit of time, eternity rolls out before us. Is there any question as to why worshiping faithfully would be at the heart of the Bethany blueprint? I don't think anyone could doubt that a heart that is Renaissance has at its heart worshiping him. I mean, worship is the finishing line for the race you've run this past week. I don't know how you crossed the line today. Maybe you came in here and you just needed to collapse. But you knew God's arms were going to be there to catch you. Maybe you kind of came in looking for the high five, knowing that God was going to greet you with joy. Maybe you're just looking for a pat on the back to go back out because you know what you're facing. Maybe you're just thankful that he's promised he's going to put his arm around you and go with you because you have no idea how you're going to deal with what you got ahead of you. But here in his house, it all comes together. In this wee moment. And yet this wee moment is also a wee event. A whole lot of ease. This is a time to delight in. To delight in the reality that God himself is present. To delight in the truth that you join Christians through all ages in worship. To celebrate that those who have gone before you, they're right there, not that far away, also raising their voices in song. Worship is a wee kind of thing. Now, I'll confess to you that among the worst worshipers in the world are pastors. It's because if we're ever sitting in the pew, we're always thinking, you know what, that's not how I would have said it. Let me tell you what I would have done. That's what we're running through our mind. And when we're up here, half the time we're thinking, what am I going to say next, or how am I going to say it different next time? Pastors are maybe among the worst worshipers, but from the chuckles, I get it that some of you do that same thing. Sometimes we come into God's house with our prescriptions and our directions, but God invites us to a different way. Worship is not about the participants, but the recipient and what he has to give and bestow to you. And so when we come into his house, just come with open hands, ready to receive. Come with a full heart, ready to give him his due. Here in worship, we, in this we moment, delight, we knowing that God is here. God who has come to this world in his Son, the third stanza. You, Christ, are King of glory, the everlasting Son. Yet you, with boundless love, sought to rescue everyone. You laid aside your glory, were born of virgin's womb, were crucified for us, and were placed into a tomb. Then by your resurrection, you won for us reprieve. You opened heaven's kingdom to all who would believe. By his incarnation, by coming into this world in the flesh, by becoming a human for humanity, Christ himself experienced life's joys and sorrows. God in Christ experienced what it is to struggle and to know success. God in Christ experienced the pain and the trauma that comes in a fallen world, though he himself was without sin. Holy, holy, holy was he. Holy, holy, holy is he. And he entered this world so that we might enter that eternal moment. Here and now, with his on earth, and then and there with his in heaven. You sit in splendored glory, enthroned at God's right hand, upholding earth and heaven by forces you command. We know that you will come as our judge that final day. So help your servants you have redeemed by blood, we pray. May we with saints be numbered, where praises never end. In glory everlasting, amen, O Lord, amen. Will you join me in reading those last two stanzas of the last two lines of that fourth stanza? I just read them, but I want you to read those with me. The last two lines of the fourth stanza. We pray, may we with saints be numbered, where praises never end. In glory everlasting, amen. Worship is that wee moment, that little tiny slice of your life that connects you with life that has no ending. It's a wee moment, a thrilling rush to know that God himself is present with all his gifts to give you, and that you unite with all those who know him in Christ. And it is a wee experience. You're not in this thing alone. You come together. There are others with you, and we collectively and simultaneously praise our God. So may we with saints be numbered, where glory never ends. To the glory of your name, O Lord, amen and amen.